East finally met West, 145 years ago today on America's first transcontinental railroad. The symbolic hammering of a golden spike in Utah completed the connection between the country's two coasts. It shortened a cross-country trip from more than 6 months to a week. Much of the building was done by thousands of laborers brought in from China. NPR's Hanzi Lo Wang reports on how some of their descendants are now remembering that history.
There's one photograph from May 10th, 1869 that took root in U.S. history.
It's black and white and it's pretty blurry. So
yes, a black and white, very historic-looking photo. It's iconic, actually.
That was Zeman Tsao, who organized a commemoration of the Golden Spike Ceremony in Utah, and Connie Young Yu, the great-granddaughter of a Chinese laborer on the Transcontinental Railroad.
There's a big crowd of people.
A lot of men, two locomotives in the backdrop.
On the left, there's this engine. It's called the Jupiter. And then on the right is the Union Pacific engine.
It looks like it's a desert. You don't see any trees or anything.
And in the middle are the two engineers shaking hands. And above them are workers, you know, hoisting champagne bottles.
Some bubbly to mark the long-awaited completion of the gateway to the American West, nearly 2,000 miles of iron rail that crossed the Rockies and Sierra Nevada. But the portrait wasn't picture perfect.
Well, history, at least photographically, says that the Chinese were not present.
Photographer Corky Lee pored over the photo with a magnifying glass in junior high, but he couldn't spot a single Chinese laborer in the picture, even though more than 12,000 workers from southern China were hired by the Central Pacific Railroad. They made up the overwhelming majority of its workforce. So, in 2002, Lee gathered a group of Chinese Americans at Promontory Summit to recreate the historic shot, and he did it again today with descendants of those Chinese laborers.
They're standing in the same spot where 145 years ago there were no Chinese.
We gather today to honor a group of workers who helped build our nation.
In Washington, D.C. this week, Deputy Labor Secretary Chris Liu said he was beginning to, quote, right an old wrong by including the Chinese railroad workers into the department's Hall of Honor.
These were immigrants who came to this country seeking a better life, and they had the chance to work on something really extraordinary. And then you had a nation that not only did not appreciate their efforts, but then led to exclusion after that.
The Chinese Exclusion Act of 1882 banned Chinese laborers from entering the U.S. for more than half a century. And Chinese immigrants already in America were kept from becoming citizens. The law was part of a wave of anti-Chinese sentiment that the ancestors of Lisa Hsiao and Susan Yu experienced firsthand.
Where do you work?
FDA.
Oh, FDA, okay. We represent FDA. I work at the Consumer Protection Branch of DOJ.
Both federal employees, Hsiao and Yu are also descendants of transcontinental railroad workers. As a sixth-generation Chinese-American, Hsiao says the recognition is long overdue.
And maybe implicitly a little bit of a recognition of the injustice. You know, the Chinese railroad workers were widely discriminated against. They were hired because nobody else would do the work.
Susan Yu says she takes comfort in seeing her great-grandfather's efforts remembered in the halls of the U.S. government.
To me, that's quite meaningful in that, you know, it's a final acceptance.
And, she says, a kind of closure. Hanzi Lo Wang, NPR News.
Hanzi Lo Wang covers race, ethnicity, and culture for NPR's Code Switch team.